I'm Clark Stevens, and with me today I have two special guests.
Landon.
B. Judd.
And today we're going to be talking about the Biggie-Tupac rivalry and how Tupac was killed. So Landon, what do you know about Biggie and Tupac?
That's some beef, you know. But they're both rappers and they're both in the same community, so you know, they were pretty tight, but then something happened and then, you know, Tupac got, you know, capped.
Well, and you know, especially around that time when you had two big artists like Biggie and Tupac going head to head all the time, you know, having top songs, going back and forth, you're gonna have some rivalry there, and one of them's gonna get jealous and try to do something.
So, Biggie and Tupac, they were good friends until one day Tupac went to go meet Biggie at the Quadrants recording studio. One of Biggie's guys looked down like, "Hey, Tupac, come in." So he didn't think anything of it. He walks in the building. There's like four guys, all wearing army fatigues, but that was the style in New York. So he didn't think anything of it. One of them pulls a gun and tells him to get on the ground and hand over his jewelry. So Tupac reaches for his gun. He gets shot probably about like 7 times. One through the leg, tears his testicles. Like 2 in the head, 1 in the chest. And they steal all his jewelry and the guy he was with. Probably 40 grand worth of jewelry he had on. He goes up in the elevator to the top. He sees Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, and Biggie. So he thinks, they did this to me. They wanted me dead. Also,
wait, so he did indeed survive that
shooting. Yes, survived the first shooting. But he had a sexual assault case going on. So he had to check himself out of the hospital to go to the court hearing for that. And when he was there, he got sentenced to prison. While in prison, Biggie put out a song, "Who Shot Ya?" And Tupac thought the song was directed straight towards him. So he was furious. So that's how the Biggie-Tupac beef started. So how do you guys believe that Tupac was murdered? Or do you think he was murdered?
I think it could go, you know, three ways. You know, it could be Biggie, or it could be some rival gang, because obviously he was gang affiliated,
correct? So you think the Crips killed him?
Maybe. Or it could have been the police, because he kind of had some beef with them and they kind of want him out of the picture. You never know.
He did have a couple problems with the police. The police beat him a couple of times, and but nothing was ever said about it, because it's like, Tupac, he probably did something to deserve it since he was black.
Well, I mean, I think that it also could have even been Puff Daddy, because Puff Daddy was kind of not as well known at the time as Tupac and Biggie. Biggie were the two head-to-head, and he maybe wanted to eliminate some competition.
So, do you know any other conspiracies or any of that?
I mean, there's always the one where he's hiding out somewhere and he's not really dead.
Yeah, people always say he's still alive, but we know that's probably not true.
I used to think he was alive and in Cuba, but even if he was, he'd probably be dead now.
If he was still alive, we know he'd probably still be trying to make music.
Yeah, but the conspiracy I think is the best is Puffy, the leader of the record company Biggie was at. They were upset with Tupac. They wanted to get him out of the pictures so they could get more money. So Puffy, he tells Keefe D and Orlando Anderson, "Hey, I'll give you $1 million to kill Suge Knight and Tupac." So they
What? Where does Suge Knight come into this? What kind of beef did he have?
Suge Knight is in charge of Tupac's record. Like, he runs the record company of Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
and what time frame was this all going down in?
I mean, what I'm reading right now is 1996.
Yeah, probably 1996.
Especially this is around the time when hip-hop was becoming big in the U.S.
So, like, Tupac and Suge, they leave the Mike Tyson fight. They were all hyped up because of it. Tupac beat up a fan, or not a fan, but a person in the lobby. Get in the car. They're driving down the street. And on Flamingo, this car pulls up to them, shoots them a handful of times. One shot hit Shug. But Keithy and Orlando Anderson, they were told, hey, kill him and we'll give you $1 million by Puff. So Keithy D said he would have, like, told the cops that he would have shot Tupac if he was on the side of Tupac. Like, if he was on his side, he would have released the clip on him.
And have you ever seen that movie, All Eyes on Me?
I have not, because my mom told me then I couldn't watch rated R movies.
Okay. Well, I haven't either. I just saw it pop up, and it seems like that would have, it's based off the true story of Tupac, and how he came up, and everything that went on, and I feel like that would be a great movie to reference, you know, some of this stuff, but it's kind of like 8 Mile and Straight Outta Compton really shows up the upbringing of the rappers and artists.
A good Tupac and Biggie documentary series is Unsolved. It goes how they think that the cops killed Biggie, but we aren't getting into that today because that's going to be our next episode.
Now,
go ahead.
Is there a connection between who was the rapper that was recently killed? What's his name? In his car?
There's a million rappers that were just killed. Are you talking about the one that
Triple X? Yeah.
Oh,
are they connected in any way, you think?
Why would they be connected?
They're like 20 years apart. I would say like the connection of like
Biggie and Tupac, their murders could have been connected. But we'll get into that more later.
Now, do you think that the same guy hired the same hits on Biggie and Tupac?
I do not. I think so. I really think Biggie's murder was in retaliation of Tupac. But we'll get more into that on the next episode we have.
Okay.
But Orlando Anderson, he was the one on Tupac's side. And since Keithy D told the police department that he was in the car with them, but he wouldn't say who the shooter was. So he was shot, like, we all think that Orlando Anderson killed him, but he got money from Puff Daddy.
So, Clark, when did you start becoming satisfied with Tupac and kind of really getting interested in him?
It was mainly my brother's senior year, so about 8 years ago. When he graduated, he wrote a term paper over Tupac. And I'm like, I want to listen to this. But my mom told me no. So when I got into sixth grade, 2 years later, I started listening to Tupac and Biggie and all sorts of gangster rap. But I really like Tupac because his words just flowed real nice.
And the beats were real, nice, soft, and mellow.
Not Biggie was more mellow. Tupac was more upbeat. But the older I get...
it was still soft beats and soft tunes, you know.
But the older I've gotten, the more I started respecting Biggie. I mean, it's like, I can't like Biggie because he has a feud with Tupac. But Biggie and Tupac used to be great friends until the quad shooting.
So let's get back to Orlando Anderson. So, he died in 1998. So, who killed Orlando?
I'm not 100% sure on who killed Orlando. But, we're just talking about Tupac. I really do think Anderson killed him. Or the other guy in the car with Keithy D and Anderson on the night Tupac died. Some people say it was Biggie. But, you think Biggie would put himself out there to... because he would hurt himself a whole lot more than he would hurt Tupac.
So, where do we go with this conversation? Because it seems like we're always going to get back to the same point to where we don't know exactly who killed Tupac.
We really won't ever know, but I really want to think it was Puff. I used to think it was Shug.
I do think it's Puff Daddy, too.
I used to think it was Shug, but Shug was a big man. Like 6'4", 290. I would not trust anyone to shoot at Tupac a million times and me not die as well with him.
So we really don't know who killed Tupac because it's just been such a long time and the case has been closed. But, Braden, do you have any more thoughts on this interesting topic?
No, I mean, I just think it's always going to be a mystery who killed Tupac. And there's a lot of different theories that go on about it. And maybe if we were in 1998 or the 1990s, middle of 1990s, maybe we could figure it out then. But until then, I think it'll just remain a mystery.
I don't think we'll ever figure it out because it's been 20, 30 years ago. And how can you find something that's been so long ago? It's just lost. People have died.
Especially, like, people have let go of the case of dying. Like, people don't ever really think about it anymore.
And, like, people who... Like, some people who came out and talked about it, they've just disappeared. I don't think they're really connected, but I don't think we'll ever figure out who killed him, how he died. I just like to believe that Puff Daddy killed him. Now, next week, we'll be talking about the murder of Biggie Smalls.